The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 8th of September, 2008. It's Ann Beattie's birthday today, Washington, D.C. She was born 1947, novelist, short story writer, whose first writing appeared in the early 1970s, short stories, in The New Yorker. It's the birthday in Evansville, Indiana, 1930, of Marilyn Durham, author of The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing, a story set in Wyoming Territory in the 1880s about a train robber named John Grobart, who years earlier had married a young Shoshone girl named Cat Dancing. It's the anniversary of the great hurricane of 1900 that killed 5,000 people or more in Galveston, Texas, a storm that kept up for 18 hours, winds at least 120 miles an hour. Huge waves swept through the streets of Galveston, flattening everything before them. It was on this day in 1892 an early version of the Pledge of Allegiance first appeared in print, a magazine called The Youth's Companion. It read, "I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." It was on this day in 1664 that the Dutch surrendered the city of New Amsterdam to the English fleet, a fleet sent by the Duke of York, and so the city was renamed New York. It had been discovered in 1609 by the English navigator Henry Hudson, who sailed into its harbor and up the river that now bears his name, looking for a passage to India. But Hudson was sailing for the Dutch West India Company, so it was the Dutch who moved in and settled in 1614. And it was on this day in 1565 that a Spanish expedition established the first permanent European settlement in North America at St. Augustine in northeastern Florida, the oldest continuously settled city in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Rick Agron, entitled Black Umbrellas. On a rainy day in Seattle, stumble into any coffee shop and look wounded by the rain. Say, "Last time I was in, I left my black umbrella here." A waitress in a blue beret will pull a black umbrella from behind the counter and surrender it to you like a sword at your knighting. Unlike New Englanders, she'll never ask you to describe it, never ask what day you came in. She's intimate with rain and its appointments. Look positively reunited with this black umbrella and proceed to Belltown and Pike Place. Sip cappuccino at the Cowgirl Luncheonette on First Avenue. Visit Buster selling tin salmon silhouettes, undulant in the wind, nosing ever into the oncoming, meandering, watery worlds like you and the black umbrella, the one you will lose on purpose at the day's end, so you can go the way you came, into the world, wet-looking. A poem by Rick Agron, Black Umbrellas, from his collection Crow Milk, published by Oyster River Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.